Move to check.
We're back on the air.
Move to table ONCA.
Postpone.
Postpone. 1842 to the call of the chair.
There's a motion to postpone the 1842 to the call of the chair. Is there a second?
Second.
There is a motion, there is a second. All those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Consideration of 1842 is postponed to the call of the chair.
All right. Next on the agenda is ONCA 1855, an act to authorize and appropriate $82,551 out of the general fund to the capital asset and improvement fund for the repair of executive office breezeway and establish an alternate effective date. The author, Speaker Walker. Speaker Walker, you have the floor.
Motion to table to the call of the chair.
Second.
For this meeting. I've got an amendment.
Huh?
Just motion to table.
All right. Second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Is Mr. Tillman here?
I saw him earlier.
Without objection, I'm moving the resolution down to the bottom of the agenda. Next item on the agenda is an act to, or is ONCA 1837, an act to amend ONCA 16125 to modify an appropriation to reassign $400,000 from improvements of the legislative branch offices in downtown Pawhuska to the construction and construction-related costs of a building for the Osage Nation Legislative Branch and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Tillman. Congressman Tillman, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members of the committee, I think there is also a partnering bill with this, ONCA 1837, that would be ONCA 18-38. And basically, simply, there's a long story to all this, and I'm sure we're all aware of it. And I know we're sitting at 2:41, and there's a meeting at 3 o'clock as well. I'd like the time to be able to address these two pieces of legislation, but as we sit here today in the Capitol building downtown, we've been here now, I think, going on a year and a half, 2 years?
A year.
A year?
Yeah.
So this is our third?
No, first.
Second. I mean, this is our third session.
Right.
Being here.
That's correct.
So the beginning of the second year. We all remember when we were up on the Hill and were forced and advised to move out of the congressional chambers because of the health risk involved with the mold that they had discovered. And they for good reasons, we decided that for us to be safe and be able to conduct business, we would try to find a temporary home. And I remember the options or the ideas or thoughts that we had were a wide variety. One being out at the old cultural center. That was an option for us, and I believe that was Congressman Supernova had that idea, or whoever was a member of Congress, which wasn't a bad idea. It was roomy, it was space enough. We did have some issues with the restrooms and the facilities out there, notoriously having problems, the floor, the tile, but really was a facility that was large enough to accommodate Congress and conduct the business of the legislative branch. The other options I remember hearing were to rent bays out at the Tri-County Business Development Center here in Pawhuska, and that comes with a cost, and we would be sitting in the I call them big bays that have garage doors, and I've always thought that conducting the business of the nation, you had to have a facility that goes along with what it is that you're trying to do and accomplish, and that's to write the laws and appropriate money of the Osage Nation. And then I had the thought, an idea, and I think it was Congresswoman Speaker Pratt at the time, made the suggestion of, well, the First National Bank building downtown has been vacant. We own it. We've had it for almost, I believe at the time, 2 years. And the bottom floor here had been sitting empty with nothing really, no activities going on. The only thing that was going on here in this building at the time were the Historic Preservation Office. I think ENR was up there with them. But there were offices of the nation that were occupying the third floor, second and third floor. And the I think they used the mezzanine as well. But there was really no activity going on here, down here, in the lobby of the old First National Bank building. And so I think we all looked at that and decided to relocate with the thought of it being a temporary location, that it wasn't going to be our permanent home. This was something we were going to move down here. We came down toward it, looked at it. It's not by any means the perfect location for us, but it did fill the void that we had with trying to find a place to conduct our business. And here we sit going into our third session, and it has been not without compromise. It has been not without its flaws. It has not been the perfect setup situation, but it has provided for us, and it's owned by the nation, and it came at a cost of, well, you can't absolutely say zero, but it did come at a low cost for the Congress to be able to come down here and conduct our business. So here we sit. And so my thought and our ideas, and I know I think it was Congresswoman Edwards at the time, that after the first session or after the second session, our staff was compromised by not really having offices. They were sitting here at the cages where the bank tellers used to be at the First National Bank. And it wasn't ideal for them to function properly, efficiently, effectively, as the clerks of the nation should. And I think they will testify to that. They did. I mean, they got their work done. They're hard workers. They made it work. But we all knew that they were in a position that it was difficult for them to assist us, to prepare for us in this lobby of the bank. So we appropriated money to fix the offices across the west wall here, the wall I'm facing looking west, and that has been done. We have upgraded two new bathrooms that we have completed, and we have that done. And it's been very, very nice. I've heard the members of, and the clerks of Congress say, it's actually nice to have a desk once again, a place where I can sit and do work and, you know, not be at the teller windows and speaking through those, through the windows of the tellers. But it's still cumbersome for us. It's difficult for us. It's difficult being here with the members of the audience having to sit. I think we have 16 spaces. Roughly 16 spots. We will in and out big screens so that we can look at legislation, so that we can look at budgets, we can look at bills, and it's working for us. But this is not the final resting place, I hope, of the legislative branch of the Osage Nation. And so here we are today. We come up with two, we actually have two pots of money parked. One for $400,000, and to me, the partnering bill, ONC 1838, one for $400,000, one for $500,000, total of $900,000 that we have to begin the process of moving the legislative branch away from this building. Now, when I say that, I say that because we have sat here for 2 to 3 years looking at, to me, an economic development opportunity go to waste. And I'll say that again, almost 3 years, to me, of an economic development opportunity that we have done nothing with. And the hundreds of thousands of visitors that are across the street. And we haven't done anything to capitalize with a prime downtown, heart of downtown Pawhuska location. They haven't done anything. To me, that's embarrassing, and I'm ashamed of that. To me, the quicker we move out of here, the quicker we can start doing something, because obviously the Triangle Building has developed into a Frontier Hotel. The old Duncan Hotel is going under construction. They're renovating it right now as we speak. Pioneer Woman, we know what she's doing. She has opened up a boarding house. She has opened up an event center. She's going to have a Marlboro Man Steakhouse. She's got a brick oven New York style pizza across the road. Numerous businesses have popped up all over Pawhuska. Right here, proximity to her location. So in my opinion, the quicker that we move out of here, the sooner the Osage Nation can come up with something that will add to economic development in our behalf. So having said that, quicker the better. We have this two pots of money, $400,000 and $500,000, and it has been put aside to redo the fourth floor of this building. And the numerous conversations that we have had to redo the fourth floor of this building, to go up there, and there are many offices up there. There's a lot of space up there. But there's not what we would call a congressional chambers up there. To be able to accommodate a crowd of 50 constituents that would love to come and hear an issue, an argument, a debate, we cannot house that, and we can't do it for our constituents that may be handicapped. I think there's one elevator that works here. The other day, to my opinion, it wouldn't go to the fourth floor. You had to get off the third floor and walk up to the fourth floor. And then our task offices have been, they've had to relocate and didn't have a place to go. So now they're up on the fourth floor. So we have the money here, sitting here, looking at us. It's been put aside, $400,000. For the improvements of the legislative branch offices in downtown Pawhuska, my thought and the thoughts of the Congressional Affairs Committee when we talked about it and unanimously approved is to take this money, find us a location. I've been with several of you already, drive around the campus and look for a spot that we could call home, put the government back up on the hill and send the message that the Osage Nation will try and develop some sort of economic development here in a location that is prime. And we've done nothing for 3 years. 3 years. So I thank you for your time, Madam Chair. I know we're running out of time.
Thank you. We're going to move these to the top of the next agenda. Mm-hmm. Chair would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Thank you.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. We're homeless. The Congress is homeless.
That 900 grand may go build us one. Start.
We're homeless for 12 years.